From this park, known as the Coleman Square Playground, you can get a panoramic view of the Manhattan Bridge and the piers supporting the bridge. Opened in 1909, the Manhattan Bridge is a quarter-mile-long double-decker structure connecting Lower Manhattan to downtown Brooklyn, with 7 lanes for vehicles, 4 subway tracks, a walkway, and a bikeway. Vehicles and pedestrians enter the bridge on surface roads and protected sidewalks, whereas the subway trains enter the bridge through tunnels on both the Manhattan and Brooklyn sides. The upper deck carries 4 lanes of road traffic and separated sidewalks for pedestrians and bikes. 2 train tracks run along either side of the lower deck and are used by 2 different train lines of the New York City subway. The design of the Manhattan Bridge aroused a good deal of controversy. The Williamsburg Bridge to the north, which was built shortly before this bridge and completed in 1905, was considered ugly by critics. In 1901, the city's bridge commissioner had early designs for the Manhattan Bridge redone by Currier and Hastings. The new design, considered by many an advance in artistic engineering, involved the use of eyebars as chains. Nonetheless, the bridge does have its modern-day detractors. The American Institute of Architects considers it the least inspiring design of any of the city's suspension bridges. The bridge itself is a joy to walk or bike across, aside from the occasional disturbance of subway cars rumbling along the lower deck of the bridge. Unlike the Brooklyn Bridge, there are completely separated paths for cyclists and pedestrians, which means that pedestrian traffic does not have to fight the bikes, and the pedestrian path is never crowded. Now look across in the distance to the north side of the bridge, down along the East River, where a massive apartment building is under construction adjacent to the bridge. This is One Manhattan Square, an 800-foot-high apartment tower sitting aside the 300-foot-high Manhattan Bridge. The building dwarfs the surrounding neighborhood and is nearly double the height of the Confucius Plaza apartments, which until now was the tallest structure on the Lower East Side. The apartment tower complex boasts wall-to-wall windows in the residences, a 70-seat performance room, cellar bar, and an indoor recreation complex with a basketball court, bowling alley, swimming pool, and putting green. One Manhattan Square represents a new era of luxury residential development in Chinatown, a pretty good location for high-paid workers from the nearby financial district. The permitting process has already started for 4 more residential skyscrapers just like this one, stretching in a line along the waterfront from the Manhattan Bridge up to the Williamsburg Bridge. This kind of new development offers a startling contrast to the subsidized public housing of the neighborhood that we will view next on this walking tour, not only for its modern architecture and amenities, but also the rents, which will run 4 or 5 times the cost per square foot compared to public housing. Now let's continue the tour. By the way, there's a public toilet next to the kiddie playground in between the 2 ball fields. This one can be a little seedy, so if you don't like the looks of it, wait for the next one nearby the statue of Al Smith, which we'll visit in a few minutes. Now, standing near the corner of Market and Monroe, look up the brooding block-long apartment complex fronting the playground opposite the bridge.